With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a Virginia teacher shot by a six-year-old student can proceed with a lawsuit against a school district. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
A judge has ruled that a Newport News school teacher can press forward with her $40 million lawsuit against the school system over claims of negligence by administrators. That means Abby's Warner could get more than just workers' compensation for her serious injuries caused by January's classroom shooting. Warner was hospitalized for nearly 2 weeks and had to undergo multiple surgeries after a bullet struck her hand and chest. The first grade teacher alleges that administrators ignored multiple warnings that the six-year-old boy had a gun that day and had routinely dismissed ongoing concerns about his troubling behavior. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden and the First Lady traveled to Maine to pay their respects to last week's mass shooting victims. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The first couple placed flowers outside an eatery that was one of the scenes of the state's deadliest mass shooting. Later, they paid a visit to the bowling alley where others were gunned down.
Jill and I are here on behalf of the American people to grieve with you and to make sure you know that you're not alone.
The president and first lady met with state and local officials as well as first responders before meeting privately with the victims' families. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against growing U.S. pressure for a humanitarian pause in the nearly month-old war to protect civilians and allow more aid into Gaza. Netanyahu insisted Friday that there would be no temporary ceasefire until the roughly 240 hostages held by Hamas are released. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points, the Nasdaq rose 184. This is SRN News. A warning from Finland.
Dr. Ritarkatu Kaltiala, a psychiatrist who pioneered transgender treatments for children in her country, says the U.S. medical establishment needs to learn from the mistakes of Europe. She says puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations have ruined the lives of a lot of kids in Finland and elsewhere, and experts now advising against them. As the U.S. charges ahead, Kaltiala warns, quote, medicine is not immune to dangerous groupthink that results in patient harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
If Ohio's abortion amendment passes on Tuesday, big money may be much of the reason. Pro-abortion groups from outside the state have shoveled more than $30 million into the pro-amendment campaign. On the other side, pro-life forces have only managed to muster about $10 million. Swiss billionaire Hans Wyss bankrolls the 1630 Fund, which has given more than $5 million to the pro-abortion side in Ohio. This is SRN News. The Boy Scouts of America announces a new president to help the organization emerge from a previous sex abuse scandal. We hear more on this developing story from correspondent Tiffany Wong reporting.
Retired businessman and Eagle Scout Roger Crown is named as the new chief executive of the Boy Scouts of America, replacing the retiring Roger Mosby. Crown will work to boost the membership and improve safety programs as the organization emerges from bankruptcy following a sexual abuse scandal. A federal judge in March upheld a $2.4 billion bankruptcy plan for the organization, which allowed it to keep operating while compensating more than 80,000 men who filed claims of sexual abuse while in scouting. Crown told AP on the phone that scouting is safer today than it has ever been. I'm Tiffany Wong.
More details available at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.